You know, we have to pick someone up in the centre of our goals. We can't allow two free headers. That's the only thing they've done, because they looked only one winner. And then even after they got the two goals, we've had three, four great chances. And it's just frustrating, because basically the game was ours. It was there. But you can't allow the tempo to drop, and we did that.
Have you had any feedback? Do you know one way or the other if Varney's goal actually did cross the line?
If the linesman, he's got to be 100% sure, and if he's right, then that's what you have to go with. It just throws up the old debate again, you know. We're going to have goal line technology. It's got to go right through the divisions. It can't just go in one division. So, but it looks over. I'm more annoyed that we allow him to have the free header, not that it's whether it's crossed the line or not, and then we do exactly the same 5 minutes later, and that's probably the 15-minute spell that's cost us the game, because we stopped playing really, and we stopped hurting them. JJ was a big loss, but we still had enough chances to have got back into the game after that as well.
The defending for the goals was in stark contrast to what had been seen, because there's some great blocks, late lunges all flying in all over the place today.
It's not late blocks, they're just two simple headers in the middle of the goals. It's bread and butter to it should be bread and butter to the men in the middle. Simple as that. And today they've not done that, and that's, you know, the disappointment, because they've been doing it all season, and that's why it's just frustrating for everyone.
So obviously Johnson did go off. What happened there?
Well, there's a lot of tackles flying around, and he took a bang on the knee, and then just before we came out he was struggling with it, so we said to see how far you can go, and unfortunately he couldn't carry on with it.
Charles Cope too was a miss as well. What's happened to him?
He took a We were going to give him an injection at half-time, but we thought not, just carry on and try and get as many fit players out there as we possibly could.
Are they two players now that will be considered doubts for Tuesday?
No, it's too early to say yet.
It's a situation where, obviously, the unbeaten run is now at an end. How important is it that you respond at Blackpool?
Same as it would be no matter where you are after the loss. We have to make sure that we go to Blackpool now, and all the mistakes that we've made today, we eradicate, we stop, because this today, in all honesty, was a game that we had and we should have won, but we didn't.
And those mistakes of late, they're uncharacteristic today, aren't they?
Well, they have been over the last few months. We can't allow to go back to our old ways when we first started the season, and the players have worked so hard to stop that. But today, maybe a 15-minute spell, and one or two of them just switched off.
And the wider picture is you had the chances to equalise, if not win the game late on, with Howard hitting the post and Lita firing just wide.
A couple of chances, and then they've cleared off the line a couple. So that's all the ingredients for a derby game. But I'm just more frustrated that two goals we give away are stoppable, and basically the game was ours there to have won it, and we didn't.
Have some of the players that didn't play today, such as Olafinjana, what's happened to him?
No, Ollie's injured. We're just assessing that with the specialist on Monday.
What's happened to him? What's he done?
Their knee.
Is that something you fear?
I don't know. I was just waiting to see. I want to speak to the specialist, as I said.